This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. A brand new F-150 rolled off the assembly line this morning in Dearborn, Michigan. The Ford pickup looks pretty similar to how it's always looked, but now the truck's body is made out of aluminum. Some models of the F-150 are 700 pounds lighter than their predecessor. Ford calls this process lightweighting. The translation of that is the trucks will be more fuel efficient. Ford boasts making these new aluminum trucks will create 850 new jobs. Marketplace's Scott Tong says those jobs have also been lightweighted.
New workers at Ford and GM and Chrysler start around $18 an hour. That's good compared to other sectors. But put that next to $30 an hour. That's what auto workers hired before 2007 make. There's a new, lower tier of pay, says University of Michigan economist Don Grimes.
The people who are bearing the brunt of the adjustment to a more competitive world are the new employers and don't get nearly as good of benefits.
And on the shop floor, the high and the low paid workers often do the same job.
It would be interesting how the employees are getting along. I mean, the guy working right next to you may be making a third less than what you are.
For new hires, life comes with a lot of new ifs. Retire well if your investments grow. Raises come if the company profits. It's all in the new contract between the union and the big three. Kristen Gicek at the Center for Automotive Research says last year it worked out well.
The profit-sharing payouts at Ford, I think, were $8,800 last year. But, you know, if Ford makes no money this year, they don't get that.
This is the brave new world. U.S. automakers have to be lean. More factory work is done by technology and not people. And the United Auto Workers Union has lost leverage. Once the UAW set wages that Toyota and Honda in non-union states were compelled to match. No longer. The end came with the 2009 auto bankruptcies.
A provision of those bankruptcies was that the automakers would become cost competitive with the internationals in the United States. So that was a complete turn of the books that the internationals set the wage and benefit package for the auto industry.
I.e., the UAW is now wage takers. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.